Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We thank you so much for stopping by. We realize you could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but we thank you so much for stopping by here. Today, we're talking about being beyond the argument. Do you guys fight and fight and fight and argue and you're having trouble getting past certain things? Well, this is the show for you. So we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, or even a testimony, feel free to reach out to us at 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon. Here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany. I thought maybe we start off with an argument this morning.
No.
I thought maybe, you know, it really set the tone for what we're going to be talking about. But all things done, you know, we have to make sure that we put things in perspective. So we want to go to God. We're going to get our hearts right. But we all argue. We all have hard times. So let's go to God. Father, thank you so much for this day, Father. I do pray that we can understand why we don't always get along, God. I don't know, Father, why sometimes even couples that love each other seem to never be able to talk or communicate or argue constantly, Father. I do pray that you help us to be able to bring some answers and some healing to couples that are hurting, Father. Be with us in a special way. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, here in James chapter 4, it says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from the desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That's why the scripture says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." And, you know, I think as I've read that scripture many times, one of the things I realize is the answer is right in that scripture. It's about being humble. Why do we argue? We want things for ourselves. It's about ourselves. We feel like we need to defend ourselves, protect ourselves, you know, fight for our rights instead of understanding, wait a minute, let's just be humble. God's got this. God's got my back. God's going to take care of this. So in marriage, of course, in relationships, there's constant issues and struggles, especially if we're trying to, you know, defend ourselves or prove our point constantly. So Tiffany's going to give you the number. We absolutely want to hear from you. Go ahead and be our first caller.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
You know, Tiffany, and this is, I think, very appropriate. We're getting ready in just a few weeks, really a couple of weeks, to get to have our Be Beautiful Expo. It really is the biggest event of the year.
Yeah.
A great, great opportunity for couples to come out. Now, there's a lot going on, but I want to tell you, we are going to have a panel, Marriage Beyond the Vows. We'll have a panel there. It's going to be amazing. So that's Saturday, March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Go to praisephilly.com, get your tickets. Don't wait. People are asking already, are like, are tickets still available?
Yeah.
We still have available.
For long,
yeah, but I was going to say that. Don't
not
wait. Don't say, hey, are they going to be available, and then try to come in at the last minute. There's
and
a scripture about
in.
That, right? Like, hey, no, let me in. Let me in.
Yep.
And then you'll be struggling. So we absolutely want you to be in the house. We're going to have an amazing, amazing time, an amazing panel. There's a lot going on. Tiffany, tell them even some of the appearances that we'll have from the Gospel Station here.
We have a variety of people appearing at the expo, including Dorinda Clark Cole. Excuse me, I can't talk this morning. What is going on? Vashawn Mitchell, J.J. Harrison, Jason Nelson, Ja'Kalen Carr, Jessica Reedy, Anita Wilson, and many, many more. Mm-hmm. So we want you to come check it out. You can visit our website, praisephilly.com, for tickets and additional information.
You know, for all those who've attended some of our conferences in the past, the Inspiration and Music Conference, this is really a spinoff of that. Where it's going to be a lot bigger. We're going to be in this huge room. I think it's almost like 100,000 square foot room with already thousands that have purchased tickets. Of course, tons of vendors. But we're also going to be working together with some of our sister stations.
Yeah.
So the old school R&B, the hip hop. And what I believe, and if I'm correct, that ticket that you purchase gets you into everything. All the concerts, all the panel discussions, all the workshops, access to all the vendors. I mean, it's really a great opportunity to meet a lot of people, be empowered. It's Be Beautiful, but fellas, don't think that it's not for you. We're going to have some great things for the men, including a man cave. And, of course, the Marriage Beyond the Vows panel is for both men and women.
Absolutely. And there are also additional talking points there. We will have a singles panel as well. So for the singles who listen to Marriage Beyond the Vows, there's also a singles discussion and an interesting discussion about human trafficking, which is a big problem in Philadelphia, but in the world. So for those of you who have children or who work with young people, that's a good panel to attend to get more information. So, and you might want to bring a couple of dollars because there'll be like over 100 vendors. So
it's going to be great. Now, let me say something. And I know a lot of singles do listen. You know, last year, and it's not going to happen this year, so don't worry about it. But last year, we had the Marriage Beyond the Vows and the singles, you know, workshop at the same time. Some singles snuck in and they're like, listen, I don't have anything against singles, but it seems like you guys are where I want to be. So they came over to the married workshop. But this year, you don't have to be torn. I mean, really, they're all going to be happening at different times throughout the day. Again, a great, great opportunity. We're going to actually set things off on March the 14th when the doors open. We will start with Marriage Beyond the Vows that morning at 10 a.m. So you definitely want to set your calendars, set your alarms. You want to make sure you're there. Get plenty of time. Make it a special occasion. If you're coming from out of town, I know there are folks, friends of mine and other people that listen to the show that are coming from all the way from down from Atlanta, from New York, from D.C., Maryland. I mean, it's really going to be a great time. So if you're in the Pennsylvania, Philadelphia area, you don't want to miss this. You know, let me tell you, people are coming here because there's nothing like this in other places. I mean, this is very unique what we're doing.
And Philly is a nice place to stay, by the way. So there are plenty of hotels in the area, and I'm sure you will not be disappointed.
And if you're single, you know, maybe you can take Tiffany out on a date. You're a single man. Single brothers in the house. Just let me know. You can email me and I'll hook it up. Maybe we do a blind date. How's that?
It's got to be a good one.
You heard that. All right. Well, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines real quick.
Before that, we are going to go to the phones. We do want to give you the number. And also, since we've been talking about Be Beautiful, if you'd like more information about tickets and specifics on the day, visit praisephilly.com.
More info. Just go get your tickets. We gave you the info already. Praisephilly.com.
There you go. And also, to call us on our topic of being beyond the argument, is there a rift in the relationship? You arguing too much and you're not quite sure how to get through it? Call us at 855-454-5905. We have Dawn from Pennsylvania calling in on line one. Dawn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, and God bless.
God bless you, Dawn. Well, thank you so much. So what can we help you with?
I'm so excited to be able to be a part of your morning show. I started listening to it, and unfortunately, you know, I am not married at this present time, but we have been involved for the past 7.5 years.
Okay.
And, you know, we're having major difficulties communicating. He's not very humble. And I take it to God, you know, I've really solely been studying the scripture in Psalm 62, 1 through 8. And I don't know what else to do. I've tried to communicate with him. He's always right. You know, I've put in a lot of effort into this relationship. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, like, I feel something in my spirit is not right because it's a little bit humiliating to say, but I'm going to be perfectly honest that, you know, he has been separated for 8 years and is still not solely divorced.
Okay.
I'm not quite certain that it's God-centered, and it's really upsetting my spirit.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of things to consider, Dawn. And first of all, I do want to say thank you for calling in and for being vulnerable. That we can help you. You know, it's hard to help someone if they're not honest, right? So you being honest you say is humiliating, but, you know, God is good and he grants us repentance, and maybe you just need to see things clearly. But I think, so are you living together?
No, we're not living together. He's been separated and out of the house for 5 years, but it's still just not final, you know, and that brings, it just brings, you know, horrific arguments to our relationship, because I know that I'm worthy of being, you know, the one and only. And I know that God has that for me. And, mm-hmm. and I just feel like it's supposed to be him, and I'm supposed to be patient and follow the word and not try to put my hand in it. But there comes a time when I'm beginning, to think, is it really time to walk away?
Well, I tell you what, and Dawn, I don't know your whole situation, but one thing I can say is marriage is extremely sacred. I mean, God ordained it, God designed it, God knows, okay? And I don't know all the situations with his previous relationship, but right. in the eyes of God, he's still married.
Exactly.
And so you are with a man who's married, and you're wondering if it's God-centered. Now, that's not to say, look, their marriage might be totally over, but that certificate of divorce is very biblical. And part of the challenge is he can't give you what he doesn't have. He can't offer you marriage because he is married. And so I think that what happens is sometimes God does give us great things, and maybe he put it on your heart that this is the man for you, but the timing is off. And instead of waiting on God and trusting God that he's got you, it's so much easier to say, you know what, I think I have a better way. And that's what you're doing. Dawn, I want to share something else with you. We are going to have to take a brief break. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask if you can wait patiently by the phone, and we'll be right back in a couple of
Absolutely.
Minutes.
Absolutely.
All
right.
You,
in the meantime, if you are not yet on the line, we invite you to join us if you have a question about how to curb the arguments in your relationship, or just for some advice on how to get through the arguments in your relationship. Reach out to Marcos at 855-454-5905. We are Marriage Beyond the Vows, and we will return right after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to Marriage Beyond the Vows. We welcome your phone calls at 855-454-5905. We're talking about being beyond the argument. 855-454-5905. We are in the middle of a conversation with Dawn. We are going to rejoin that conversation at this time. Dawn, are you there?
I am. Thank
you. Okay. Well, Dawn, thank you so much for your patience. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Dawn here on Marriage Beyond the Vows. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado. And we were talking with Dawn, and Dawn, want to continue on our conversation. So I can't even say it's your fiance, right? Your boyfriend is currently married. He's not able to get that divorce just yet for some reason. And you're wondering, you know, is this really from God? You're having a hard time communicating with him after, what, 7 years together?
It's almost eight, and I'm having a hard time communicating, and it's solely revolving, you know, this issue, because I now know that I'm worthy, and for a long time I didn't believe that I was, and I know that I deserve 100% of him. And I believe, and again, I don't know if it's the illusion that needs to be shattered, but I do believe that he wants to spend his life with me. And there's so much guilt and shame and remorse that he has, that he's struggling. He hasn't been in the home for 4.5 years, and he won't go back. And he's told her that it's over, and he just hasn't signed the paper yet. And now I'm to a point where I feel like I'm not being patient. I'm trying to push, which is my own will and not God's. But is this even really God-centered?
Well, I think you know the answer, Dawn. I think you know it's not God-centered if it's not God's timing. And there are many scriptures that we can relate to. But even our theme scripture of the day, James chapter 4, about these are the issues that you have. Because honestly, your issue is not even with him, because he can't give you something that he can't give right now. If it's his ex, well, not even his ex-wife, his wife won't give him a divorce. And then how do you know in the eyes of God that God doesn't want them to reconcile? Correct. I know you said he's moved on, but until he's free and he's a man that you can actually date and marry, you're going ahead of what even the Holy Spirit may want for you. Because even if he's the one, you know, the perfect example I could keep thinking about is Abraham and Sarah, what God promised them, and you know, to have an inheritance as numerous as the stars, and they couldn't wait. And she goes on and she gives him, you know, one of her servants, and that brings so much problems and grief, because they didn't just trust God, that God was going to say and do what he already promised. And so I think that what happens is sometimes we try to get ahead from God. You know, King David is another great example. This is on the other end, an example of waiting for God's timing. He was anointed king, but it wasn't until years later that he actually became king. And he didn't take matters into his own hands. And I think what you're doing, Dawn, is you are taking matters into your own hands. You should not be with this man. In the eyes of God, he is still married. He's a married man.
Correct.
And I think you know deep inside what you need to do. It's easier said than done. But if you trust God, don't you know God's got you? He's going to take care of this. He knows, you know, the desires of your heart will be taken care of if you depend and trust him.
And walk away and close the door.
And walk away. And you know what? Once that door opens again, it's a door that God would open. And maybe it's him, maybe it's not. But you would never know if you're trying to do it your own way. What if God has some other plan, and because you're not willing to let go, you won't be able to encounter or walk through that new door that God may open for you?
You're absolutely right. I'm blocking the blessing, and I do. And I just needed to share this with somebody again. And I really, I know the answer, Marcus. And I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity, with not having to be married at this particular moment, to be able to share my struggle with all of you.
Absolutely. And we want to meet. Are you going to come to the Be Beautiful Expo? You going to be there?
Oh, you know, my neighbors are coming, and they have a beautiful marriage, and theirs was very stormy in the beginning, and it's the most beautiful marriage today, and they're going, and I want to go, but I feel like, geez, I'm not married. Do I belong there? But
oh, you know, let me tell you, the Be Beautiful Expo is open for everyone. There's going to be a workshop right when the doors open for married couples, but a lot of singles come. But then there are events for singles. This is a big expo for everybody. I mean, thousands of people will be there, and we have everything going on. So please get your ticket. I would just love to meet you. And let me tell you, I would even love to say a prayer with you.
I would love that. I would really love that, and I will get my ticket. I will be on that today.
All right, well, please introduce yourself to me.
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dawn. Thank you for your call.
God bless.
You too.
All right. Take care. All right. The number to call us is 855-454-5905. Let's go to Desiree calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning.
Hi. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I just had, I guess, maybe a comment from the other person that was on the phone about finalizing stuff.
Yes.
Because I am married. And I guess the biggest problem, and I guess maybe it's just something I don't want to face, is like communicating. So we argue a lot. Mainly a finances, but my husband has a gambling problem.
Okay.
And I guess that kind of like brings up a lot of issues, and I guess he blames me. But I think I kind of like know the answer, because he's filed for divorce. And I want somebody like that's really godly, and like that we're equally yoked, and I know all the answers.
Okay.
But I just don't know how to make this final. I just need to really, like, let go, like, without the arguments and, you know, just trying to communicate. But I haven't reached that stage yet.
Well, it sounds like you're looking for peace.
Yes.
Exactly. You're looking for peace. Now, yes. Does your husband own the fact that he has this gambling issue? He admitted it? Does he say,
he knows it, but it's like somebody that drinks and don't want other people to know that they're alcoholic. So I know this, but his family really don't.
So he's in denial.
Yes.
In denial.
you got
all right. So is he, and he's still currently gambling? Like you, you know the patterns. He disappears. Okay.
Yes. All right. You rob Peter to pay Paul.
Of course, of course. And he's hoping to win. And let me tell you, the worst thing, the problem with gambling, you know, people think, okay, is the gambling. It really is the emotional connection that you have to wanting to win.
Yes.
And so you chase that win. And I can tell you right now, from the experience that I have, I don't have, you know, I don't gamble, but I can tell you from the experience I have in helping couples and going through situations similar to yours, the biggest issue is at some point he did win. Mm-hmm. And so he keeps chasing
exactly.
that. And in that, he's losing everything else. He's losing his marriage. He's losing, you know, I mean, you're saying even his family doesn't know. I mean, he's disconnected from his family.
Yes.
It's really sad. So what it sounds like is he's the one that filed for divorce.
Yes.
Maybe he's tired of hearing things from you. Maybe he's tired of the conflict. But you are torn and you're wondering, should you sign as well? Is that what you're trying to figure out?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because I've tried, like, everything, you know, and like I said, he's not really into church now, so, and it's, like, really, I mean, it's a big thing on me now, you know, I'm ready, like you say, for peace, I want to move on, but at some point I still love him, and I need to let go, and I don't really know how to get there, because of his denial, he blames a lot of stuff for me, you know, but I'm not, I mean, he makes good money, bottom line, and I would help him if it was, you know, like the car broke down, you know, we need a new water heater. But I'm not going to put into giving him money to add to his.
No, of course not. Of course not. And, you know, there's a passage I want to share with you. I've shared it many times. It's 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 15. It just says, it talks about, you know, Paul is actually giving a lot of answers to the church in Corinth because they had a lot of questions. And so he's answering their questions. And in verse 15, he says, but if the unbeliever leaves, let him do so.
Right.
A believing man or woman is not bound in such circumstances. God has called us to live in peace.
Right.
And I think that it's different if you're the one initiating it and saying, listen, I'm tired of this. You need to divorce me or we need to get divorced.
No.
But it's he's the one initiating. You're saying he's not really trying to live like a Christian is obvious. And so it's basically what and this is the best example I had. I got with a couple last night and I used this analogy. It's like you don't want to be the one standing in the doorway. He's trying to get out, and you're holding him back.
Right.
Because guess what? There's always a back door. There's a window he can get out through.
Right.
And really, that's not how God treats us.
Right.
What happens is, what if we want to walk away from God? Does God stand at the doorway and say, no, you can't walk away? No, he lets us.
Right.
So that's the same heart you need to have, Desiree. And in love, not like, hey, get out of my life. I can't. It's really, you should be torn and sad. And I think it's good that you're wrestling with this.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it sounds like if that's what he wants, make it clear and say, listen, I'm signing, but that's only because this is what you want. And just know that I got to move on with my life now.
Right. But, you know, it's hard. I mean, you know, that's what I'm struggling with, because it's like really hard. But like I said, I need some closure also, you know, so like I said, and I'm tired of like the arguments and, you know, you blaming me for this and that and not taking ownership of what you're doing, you know.
Well, you can't help someone that's not willing to get help.
Right.
You just can't. I mean, even Jesus, right? Whenever he healed someone, they had to admit, number one, that they were sick.
Right.
And number two, they had to take the first step. So he'll say, listen, I'll heal you, but come here or stand up, carry your mat. Like, you had to be the faithful one.
Right.
And if your husband right now is not at that place,
right.
I mean, God can change anyone's heart. You can pray for this. And it's really not over till it's over. I mean, we know that. But in the meantime, he is trying to get out that door.
Yes.
Sometimes people need to hit bottom before they look up.
Right.
And maybe he's just not really getting it. You've been, sounds like a good wife,
trying to
help him in many ways. I mean, you don't sound bitter, by the way. That's why one of the things I'm saying.
I'm not bitter, like I said, because I still love him. I still want to work. In spite of like all the stuff he's done to me, like he's cheated, you know, the adultery and all this other stuff, I was willing to forgive him. But also, I wanted us to maybe, like seek counseling, you know, like maybe just get everything turned around. But
would he even want counseling?
Excuse me?
Would he even be open to counseling?
Yeah, but it's like he says yes, and then I'll get something in the mail from the lawyer.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, do you want us to get back together or do you not? You know, so it's like that kind of thing. But
I tell you what, I've been offering this to some couples. If I mean, the Be Beautiful Expo is 2 weeks away. If you and your husband come through, I would love to meet you in person. I would sit with you. My wife and I would sit with you.
Okay.
I say it's worth trying everything.
Right.
Because finally, one day, mm-hmm. you will face God, right? And he will say, did you make every effort?
Yes.
Desiree, did you make every effort? And you
right.
can say, well, I almost did. No, you right. want to make sure your conscience is clear.
Right.
So if you're there, please introduce yourselves, you know, remind me of this conversation. And we would love to just sit down with the both of you and figure out. I mean, I can call them on some things. I can say, listen, this is what you're saying. This is what you're doing.
Right.
I think it's worth the try. I mean,
okay.
your marriage is worth it.
I'll be there.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Desiree.
And
we look forward to meeting
listening.
You.
Thank you.
Well,
God
thank
bless.
You for your call.
Thank you so
you
much.
Too. God bless you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Let's go to line 4 and speak with Rose calling in from Philly. Rose, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, hi. My name is Rose. I'm from Philadelphia. And my question to you and Marcus is, one, my husband was sentenced to 25 years.
Wow.
And me and him spoke about me going on with my life. He didn't have to tell me that because I was doing that anyway.
Okay.
But at the time, going through the stress that of what happened to him, I had to seek the psychiatrist, and I had to seek God.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in church. I was loving church. I yearned for church. But then I got myself involved with somebody that I knew 24 to 25 years ago, and he's married.
Mm.
Just Monday, me and him had a big argument, and I had put him out for several reasons. One, he's childish. He's insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't find a job because he has a bad criminal background.
Okay.
And I know this man loves me. I know he loved me as when we was younger, at like 24, and I think he was 22. But I know he loves me because he told his sister, and I know he loves me because he shows that to his mother.
Okay.
He knows about God. This man knows the Bible front and back. Me, myself, I'm struggling with it. But yesterday I started reading Revelation when I was out at an appointment.
Okay.
And that kind of made me that back to you, like, hold up, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be doing this. I walked away from God to be with this man for a whole year and a half, even though he's a Christian and I am. We did a little study on God, but just yesterday, I found out he went back to his wife. It was hurtful for me, but I had to get myself together and I had to collect myself. But now I'm thinking, like, where do I go from here? I know I'm going back to seek God, but I know that's where I'm supposed to be. And I'm thinking that if I didn't do what I did, maybe God would have blessed me in another way.
Yeah. And I think, Rose, it definitely takes a lot of courage and humility to say, hey, I messed up. I mean, you, in essence, you're the other woman.
Yeah.
And you
and
were standing.
My thing is, I know God forgives me, but it's hard to forgive myself.
Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes that's harder to forgive ourselves. And I think that it starts with this, that the humility to say, man, I really blew it. I did something stupid. You said you even turned your back on God because of this
yeah.
man. And you know what? God is a jealous God. He wants us. You know, when God wants to be he wants to be our number one. It doesn't mean that it's okay to have a number two or number three or number four. It means that number one and only, like no other competition. And I think what happens is we put God where we think he belongs, and then we start putting other relationships and other needs like really close by. And then before we know it, our priorities are shifted. And if we understand how jealous God is, because God wants us and he wants to be our one and only, then we're more radical about what we need to do for him. So I think number one, are you still married to your husband? Who's incarcerated?
Unfortunately, I am.
Okay, so you're a married woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to move on? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he went back to his wife. In fact, he went back to
No. The one, your husband that was incarcerated.
Yeah, he told me to move on with my life because he's gone for 25 years. You know, I'm almost 50.
And how long has he been locked up?
At least 6 years.
Okay, so he has a way to go. Now,
I'm not waiting for him.
You're not.
I have to do what I got to do. This is my second marriage.
Why aren't you waiting for him, though? This is your husband.
Say that again?
This is still your husband. I mean, you're still married to him.
Yes, I am, but I still want my life, you know?
Okay. Well, so what, you think it's okay because he's locked up that you just move on and marry someone else? I mean, is that okay before God?
it's not. And it was hard for me when he did get locked up. It bothered me so much. I had to seek a psychiatrist.
And
I started getting myself into the Lord.
Okay.
And I walked away from God to be with this other man. And I know I was wrong.
Okay. So let me help you here, Rose. You see some patterns in your own life. Second marriage, your husband right now, you know, he's in prison. You want to move on. You got involved with a married man. What's the pattern that you see here with yourself?
That I am, first of all, I'm somewhat involved with a criminal just about every time. My first husband was a criminal. My second husband was a criminal. And this man that I was really already seeing, he was in jail as well. He's a criminal also.
Okay, so that's one pattern that I didn't even catch. Okay, so you know, you have you choose your men really bad. Like, you from now on, you're not allowed to choose your men, okay? You need to get help and let someone else say, hey, what do you think about this guy? That's number one. But I think even a deeper root, Rose, is the fact that you feel like you have to be with someone. And it's almost like anyone will do. Because what are these men really offering you? Do you see yourself as a child of God that deserves better?
Yes, I do.
Because, even these men, there's a pattern. You know, there's a book out there called Safe People, and it's by Henry Cloud. And what I love, there's a story similar to yours where this woman is actually getting counseling because she's a little bit different than your situation, but there's some parallels there. She is getting counseling, and she's in a group, like a group therapy. And she's just crying because she's in another abusive relationship. And she's like, this is like the 10th different guy. And someone literally stops her on her tracks and says, stop. You haven't been with 10 different men. You keep going after the same guy.
That's another thing. The first
right?
husband was physically abusive. The second husband was verbally abusive.
The same.
And the boyfriend was verbally abusive.
Okay. So, Rose, you're going after the same guy. The mm-hmm. same guy. These guys that are not God-fearing. They're not loving you the way you deserve. You're really, I encourage you, the way you said you had to go back to God and you had walked away from him, you need to go back and get your security from God and let God make you whole and let him take charge of your life. If your husband who's in prison wants to divorce you, then that's on him. But right now he's still your husband and you're not free to just date or get married to someone else because you are married. But in the meantime, God has to be enough. Because what's going to happen, Rose, you're going to end up with another guy who's in the same situation. And who knows? It's sad. I don't want to hear, Rose, about you on the news that some man you were with took your life because he's violent. But that's the road you're going down. So I really want to encourage you, go back to your relationship with God. God has to be enough. Because if he's not enough, there's no man that's going to be good enough. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
And I think you know the answers deep inside, and you see these patterns. You're getting help. Look, if there's anything we could do, I would love to, you know, my wife is amazing at helping women. I would love to sit down and just have a conversation with you face-to-face.
Okay.
All right. Now, Rose, are you coming to the expo, the Be Beautiful Expo?
I'm trying to get there. Due to financial reasons, I may not be able to. But I'm trying to get there.
What's your financial reason? You can't get the ticket?
No.
Okay. So if we give you a ticket, you'll come?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that done. We'll see you at the expo. We'll get you in. You'll be our guest, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what you need to do is just stay on the line and you're gonna speak to our producer Larry. He'll make sure that you get a ticket in.
All right, thank you.
No problem, Rose. Listen, we want to see you thrive the way God wants you to thrive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be all right. What's your favorite station?
103.9.
All right. Amen. Thank you. All right. Go ahead and speak to Larry. Larry's going to take your information so that you can get your ticket to the Be Beautiful Expo. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you there.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too.
God bless you as well. If you're just tuning in, this is Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Feel free to get your Be Beautiful Expo tickets at praisephilly.com. But give us a call now. We're talking about being beyond the argument. If you're having horrible arguments with your spouse or
just people
your fiance.
In general, like, you just want to fight.
Yeah, just quick-tempered on that Yeah. Give us a call. 855-454-5905. Let's go to Anita calling in from Chester, PA. Anita, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anita. Welcome to Marriage Beyond the Vows. And we're talking about beyond the argument. And really, it's all about communication, right?
Yes.
All right. So what can we do for you? You have a question or a testimony or something you want to share with us?
No, you know, actually, I was listening to the station before marriage.
You were listening to Tiffany Bacon earlier?
Yes, about the how could they, a person, not be jealous over what someone's getting.
Okay.
So, but.
So is that interfering? Is that kind of coming into your relationship now? That there's jealousy involved, or what's going on?
No, actually, because right now in my marriage, I'm married.
Okay.
And right now we're in a good place, and it's because we're learning to let go and let God.
Mm.
It's all about getting rid of the old, because when you're a child of God, we're finding out, me and my husband, that when you release yourself to just the things of God, reading the words and praying and stuff like that, you're actually killing off the old man and the way you thought, and accepting new of who you are. And I think that's the strong point in every marriage, even relationships, period,
mm-hmm.
that when people find out as children of God, I'm speaking on that.
Okay.
That when people find out that to live your life according to the way God would have us to live in His Word, then we get along a lot better.
That's true.
You know, so getting rid of the carnality.
Mom. And you know what? I think that is so key, because when you think of, when you start putting Christ as the center, and you have a spiritual foundation.
Yes.
Some things are just not even worth arguing about.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there's just some things are like, they're so mundane. And I think it really saddens me when we do walk away from God, or we walk away from God's will, and we start fighting and wondering why we can't get what we want. It's because it's not in the will of God. And God allows us to walk. You know, it's like the prodigal son, right? He got the inheritance. He left. But then where did he find himself? After his money was gone, his friends were gone, you know, so-called friends were gone, he was feeding pigs. And he's trying to even eat the food that he was feeding them. And then he comes to his senses and he's like, hey, if I could just go back and even be just a worker in my father's house, I'll be okay. So even coming back to God's kingdom, walking back into, like, listen, I don't even need a title or anything. I just want to be in God's kingdom.
Yes.
And God usually, you know, I've seen it. God turns people's lives around when they just trust him. So, amen. Thank you, Anita. I appreciate you sharing that testimony. That's really what you did, is you just share your testimony. Things are going well because Christ is the foundation.
Yes, because he is the foundation. That's right.
Amen. Well,
so
thank
as
you.
As long as we walk and stay in that foundation and grow in it, everything, it works out smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the moment we get off and get into our carnal way of thinking, then that's where everything goes wrong. And, you know, you can't, there is no peace. There is no getting
yeah.
along. There is no reasoning in that mindset. So we just want to stay on that, the life that we live in Christ.
Amen. Well, amen. Well, Anita.
Better that way.
Anita, thank you so much. And,
yes,
and I hope we get to see you. Are you going to be at the Be Beautiful Expo?
No, not.
What?
No.
You're going to miss out. We're literally going to be, everybody else is going to be there. Where are you going to be?
Well, I have a sick father, and I'm taking care of him. So it's just working things out so
okay.
that I can have time. But right now, I don't. I'm just focusing on taking care of my dad. So if y'all can remember us, and you know.
We will. We will, Anita. Well, thank you so much. That's honest. We appreciate it. You have a blessed day. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, you too.
All right.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Latanya. Is it Latanya or Latanya? Latea. Let's go to Latea calling in from Philly. Good morning. You're live on the air.
My mother has been trying to get me to call you guys for the longest time. So I was just listening on a show, and I kind of do have a question.
Okay.
I still consider myself a newlywed. I've been married for like 2 years. Well, almost 2 years in May, May 3rd. And it's kind of like it has its ups and downs. And we do argue. I mean, we do love each other. It's just I feel like he's more like I'm more mature than him.
Okay.
And I'm more of like a go-getter. So, like, I didn't want to be in an apartment anymore. He was happy. And, you know, unfortunately, I mean, I'm into astrology, so I know I'm an Aquarius, he's a Taurus, and I know, like, he's stubborn, set in his ways, et cetera. And it's just kind of difficult for me because we've been together for, like, 7, almost 8 years this year. And it's like,
okay.
I wanted the wedding. I'm sorry, go ahead. Let's
start here. Why did your mama want you to call? What's the reason?
I don't know, because she's like, you guys argue, and it's petty. Like, it's really petty arguments, and we shouldn't argue like that. And I feel like I'm being a bigger person, but I don't know if I can sometimes be selfish. Like, I know I'm not perfect, and I know he is, and no one's perfect. And, you know, like, I guess, I don't know. My mom, like, sometimes there's no compromise, and it's like he gets mad, and he may not speak to me. And I'm more the type of person that's like, okay, I'm mad, but I'm over it. So
I think I know what it is. I think I know what it is.
Yeah.
Obviously, your mother loves you deeply, right?
Yeah.
And she knows you need some direction. You're both young. You're making some really dumb mistakes. You're arguing about things that are very trivial, I'm sure. But there's nothing of really of substance. If you go back and think about your arguments, like, what are you really arguing about? And so it sounds like she just wants you to get some guidance in some direction. And is it Latoya?
Latea.
Mm-hmm. Latea, so would you say, if you had to describe your marriage right now, would you say you're happily married, you're struggling in your marriage? How would you describe your marriage?
I would say I'm struggling because, unfortunately, I've used the D word before.
Mm, okay.
And so has he. And because it's like, you know, if I ask you to do something, like, right now I'm working, and, you know, at first I thought, you know, we got married, everything was going to be great. Then we bought the house, and, you know, living in the house, there's responsibilities. And, you know, unfortunately with society, it's like, oh, I'm the woman, I have to do this, that, and the third. So then I got involved in school. So now I'm in school, and it's like, okay, I just realized I don't have time to do everything that I said I was going to do. So I need some help. And, I mean, maybe I spoiled him in the beginning, and it's like, to me, he's lazy. He just sits there and does nothing. And
does he work?
I'm like, oh my God, you didn't do this. Are you serious? So
does he work?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Does he work? Is he working?
Oh, yeah. He works.
Okay.
And
all right.
Oh my God, he's selfish with his money. I just don't understand. Okay. I'm done. Okay.
All right. All right. So I think I know what's going on here. And you've been married under 2 years. All right. So we can say, you say you're newlyweds, but you know what? The honeymoon is over. Goodbye. It's over. It's over.
Oh,
honeymoon is over.
Okay.
And you know what? You're actually, this is when you're coming to the real world. You're actually getting to see who he really is. Because before, let me tell you, he was the same guy you married. You just didn't see, or you didn't care about seeing those things because you were so in love. And like you said, you had your life planned out. You were going to have this beautiful home. Maybe you're planning, I don't know, do you have children yet?
No.
No, but.
Well, I have a stepson.
Okay, you have a stepson, but, you know, maybe you were thinking, hey, we'll have 2.5 kids, everything is going to be beautiful, it's all going to work out, and then, bam, reality hits. You see he's selfish, you see he's difficult, maybe you start seeing things in yourself that you don't like, he starts seeing things in you that he doesn't like, and before you know it, you haven't even been married 2 years, and you're already at odds. Now, if you follow that pattern, you're going to be in a lot of trouble, and I think it starts with this. Number one, understanding the covenant of marriage. That when we go into a marriage, we got to be very open and disclose what we're expecting and what we're not expecting. But then understanding that with a covenant, if you think about God's covenant with you, do you read the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't read the Bible that much. So let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the word covenant? What does the word covenant, what does
absolutely.
It mean? What does it mean?
It's the union that God has set, like, to cover us all.
Yeah. Okay, it you're close. I mean, it basically what it is, it is a deal that God made with us. Oh, that's it's a deal that God has made with us. Now, it's unlike any other deal because if you make a deal, like when you were buying your home, right? You signed a bunch of papers and you made a deal and you probably took out a mortgage And there are a lot of, you know, stipulations. For example, if you don't pay, what happens? If you know, all these things, right? So these are kind of an agreement that you make, a contract. Well, in marriage, what happens, and the difference between a covenant is not 50-50. It's not like you go into the marriage and saying, hey, if I give, you know, this amount, my husband gives this amount. Sometimes you might be the giver and he's the taker.
Okay.
And other times he might be the giver and you may be the taker. That's why in the wedding vows, we said in for better, for worse, sickness and in health. I mean, it's not always going to be even. But the commitment you made is that I'm going to invest and I'm going to love this man even when he doesn't deserve to be loved. I'm going to be the right wife. So, for example, you come home and he was a lazy bum and the house is upside down. You're still going to be loving. Does that mean you're okay with that? No. But instead of reacting and arguing and now treating him a certain way and sending him to the couch or you know, withholding intimacy, whatever it is that you do and arguing, you say, you know what? I need to bring some grace into this picture. You know, I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. But you know what? I still love you and I'm happy to be with you. There's a big difference.
Okay.
Do you understand? And I think that comes from maturity. And so I want to encourage you, look, read Hebrews chapter 5.
Okay.
Okay, I know you said you're wondering, you know, there's a lot of things there, but really the whole book of Hebrews is great. But when you start reading, you can kind of get an idea of what God is looking for. And then, by the way, not just Hebrews, let me give you another assignment. Ephesians.
Okay.
The book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5, the role of husband and wife, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Latea. We really do appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Hey, listen, we are still in the midst of the conversation about being beyond the argument. If you're already on the line, don't hang up. We are going to get to your call, your questions. Marcos is going to answer them for you. If you have not yet called, feel free to do so. If you're struggling in your relationship right now, there are just too many arguments and you need some guidance, you need some help, give Marcos a call at 855-454-5905. But stay right there. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.